One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
12. I like the steel drums when
we're
doing
that. Yeah, it's pretty good.
12!
There's the intro.
Yeah, apparently.
Let's punish ourselves.
Punish ourselves and punish each other. It's Punisher.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! It's weird.
So, hey, everybody. Today we are talking about the Punisher.
Spoiler alert.
More like the Gunisher.
Big Pun, as they call him.
Punish him.
I think I might have things mixed up a bit somewhere.
I do love it when they call him Big Papa Pun.
All right.
I don't even know where to go.
War Journal entry 81498. Don't know how all this happened. Maybe I never will. But for the first time in a long while, I feel human again.
The Netflix show for Punisher is out, and two of us have watched all of it.
Yes.
And one of us has watched three episodes.
Yeah. Three whole episodes,
which is
baby.
A quarter of it.
That's true. Is it 12 episodes?
Yep. No, 13. Isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's 13.
Okay.
It's 13.
I'm okay with them being shorter sometimes.
Yeah.
If it could work.
I agree. I know that.
Yeah.
I think Defenders should have been longer.
Maybe.
And better.
And
written completely differently.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I waited how many series to get to this?
Four.
What? What?
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Having seen the entire thing,
mm-hmm.
I haven't yet. I'm on board so far. I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. So Iron Fist was big old turd.
Big old hot garbage mess.
Yeah, Defenders was kind of underwhelming, mm-hmm. I would think is safe to say. Is this a recovery?
It's certainly better than those last two shows.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it reaches the levels of Jessica Jones mm-hmm. in the first season of Daredevil.
No.
Okay.
But it's its own thing.
Yeah.
And it's Punisher is a weird character to do. I was thinking about it, that when he was in Daredevil, he worked really well. Because mm-hmm. there was other characters around.
Yes.
And it's like, he's not the main focus. When you make him the main focus, he's really difficult. Because really, he's a...
Well,
he's
just like the Punisher in comics.
Yeah, he's a one-note character.
Yeah.
And it's you need other things to bounce off of, or to make him more human, and make things more interesting. Otherwise, he's just, I'm angry! Oh, punch! Shoot! And that's all he does.
Right. Like,
I get it.
And there are some classic Punisher stories.
Yeah.
Welcome Back Frank, for example, which name called in the first or second
episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, all right, cool. You know, that tells me something, maybe.
That's why I thought Micro was really good in the series.
That was a very like, well done.
As idea. Opposed to just being like a support character, like he was about half of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just like his interactions with Frank.
Interactions with Frank, and then Frank's interactions with Micro's family.
That got weird.
It got weird, but at the same time, you have to do something like that because you got to make Frank human and actually have other emotions and things, and then otherwise he's just angry and that's all he does.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I think like there are some classic Punisher stories, but you know, you can only... It's not sustainable when he's just on his own, kind of like the badass. You could do that story, and that's great, but I mean, like, if there's going to be... I think most of the time, if there's any long-term interest in the character, he's got somebody who is sort of the point of view character in some regard.
You need something to bounce off.
Exactly, somebody to balance him out. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
which is good because
Although I have to say, like, this is by far still the best depiction on screen of the Punisher. But that's not really difficult.
I really don't remember Warzone even.
Really, Warzone's my second.
Yeah,
behind. Like, I enjoyed
that was like really ultra violent. Movie, right? I mean, I've seen most of it.
Yeah.
That was with Volstagg and Newman.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I can't fault that casting, though, for comics, Micro. I can't fault it.
No.
We've got Castle
here. Nobody cares.
Yeah. And I think it had to be very violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets way more violent than what you've seen yet.
Yeah.
And super gory.
That first episode, like the end of the first episode, was pretty violent.
Yeah. Yeah.
The minute it was, just killing those douchebags of that Tom Waits song, and I was watching him just like, I think Merc's on board right now.
I guarantee you'll meet up at the suicide bomb. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose.
Yeah, I got very happy that Hell Broke Loose was played. That was good. Yeah, but it's a buddy of mine who's not like a big comic fan, but he's watched all the Netflix Marvel stuff, and he's like, okay, I'm into this. And he's a big Tom Waits fan too, and he's like immediately oh my god, Tom Waits is in it. They're like, hey, great. And then I don't know what episode he's at now, but he's like, okay, I just watched one of the really violent episodes, and I'm a little uncomfortable. Like, it made him feel uncomfortable. And he loves Hobo with a Shotgun. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what I've seen most recently, we had one of them, I don't know if it was episode 2 or 3, but it was like showing the mission that went really wrong, and then him sort of realizing what he'd been turned into in his past.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of it was sort of like you didn't necessarily see the gore dead on all the time, but it got pretty brutal and intense. So I'm like, okay, so that's nothing compared to what's coming. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think the, not Jigsaw, but the other villain, Agent Orange, was like, I thought that was a really good villain.
Like, you know, and that's...
It was a very hateable villain.
Absolutely. And it was a very distinct thing, which is weird for the Netflix ones, because they often have these weird, ambiguous kind of characters that you're like...
I'm fighting the system.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't feel afraid to completely talk spoilers, so...
Oh, he kills the fuck out of them.
Oh, I'm assuming.
And it's great.
Even in just the flashback scene, it was just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he comes back, obviously, right?
Yeah,
safe to say.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, did I love it? Did I hate it? Somewhere in between. And it wasn't like, I hated stuff or I loved it. It was just
there.
It was there. It was there, and it was just it's hard to describe that. There was not really anything I can fault, but then at the same time, I'm not singing praises of it. So it's this weird thing. Like, I enjoyed it. It was a good show, but all right, done.
Yeah,
it's
like got to the very end of it. And it's like, okay, what's next?
Yeah, and then like you said, like with that
more
character,
treats, please.
That enemy was a workable enemy, and it worked well. But it was like, all right, you did everything correctly. Good job. and then I'm like, but that's it.
Pat.
Yeah.
I do like that it really went out of its way to not glorify violence.
Yeah,
like there's one other guy who's like a veteran who.
The PTSD guy.
Yeah.
I got to the one episode where he almost shot his father.
He does some bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they really clearly show, like, okay, this guy's fucked up, and this is not...
Yeah. You
know, but then they get
this
into...
This is not a goal.
They do get into that one discussion that I was kind of wincing a little bit at.
Right.
With Karen Page of the whole gun control thing.
Yes.
And she's really almost siding with, we don't need gun control, it's this, and giving almost like the NRA... answer.
Really?
I was like, whoa, this is, like, but at the same time, it's a Punisher show. How do you not
it's
have
that's
that
really
discussion?
A development of that character too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like compare her now to when she first showed up in the first season of Daredevil. Mm-hmm. And she's changed a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's neat that she's sort of been a through line between at least those two shows.
Yeah.
Right.
And I guess that she was the only real crossover.
The detective.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
She's shown up in a few.
I did. It felt weird, just that one scene.
And of course, what's his name? Small time hustler who always gets his ass kicked by everyone.
Oh, right. Turk?
Yeah. Turk. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so excited. He's great.
He's my favorite.
Even just the first three I saw, again, he did have that one scene where it's like, oh, yeah, these guys should not have a gun. Somebody should have stopped this guy from having a gun. Mm. Kind of a thing, and also like a Punisher show of all things taking the angle. It's like, oh yeah, maybe like a vet with PTSD shouldn't have weapons necessarily.
It does play the line.
I'm curious how
it hammers.
Yeah, I'm curious how
this guy's like the god of hammers.
I'm curious how that does it. Well, you've sort of hinted a little bit, but I'm curious to see it play out about the messaging on that goes. The one guy had like the support group,
yeah,
who's like, you know, just clearly like the freaking Breitbart man, which is like, everybody should have guns, and it's like, here, son, here, this will help you out. And he just literally, he's wearing an NRA shirt, it's like, this will help you out, this reading will help you out. It's a folded up little pamphlet that literally just says guns. It was pictures of guns, and it just says guns. It's like, oh, yes, thank you for this pamphlet on the concept of guns.
Guns are the answer. Turns out.
Have you heard Sun's
of
out.
Have you heard of. Classic.
All right.
So what comes next for the show? What do you think comes next, having seen three episodes?
Yeah,
well, they've set up Jigsaw.
Yeah, I'm assuming. When he first showed up and you were in, and Sherry sort of turned to me, he's like, I don't trust that guy. And I'm just like, I heard the name and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I just heard
that, that girl.
Yeah.
What did but you think? Fine. What did you think of that detective?
Medina?
Yeah.
She was okay. I spent the first couple episodes being like, well, who is she supposed to be?
Because
that's the game that you play when you watch these shows.
Right. Her acting, bugged me by the end of it.
Yeah?
Something, I don't know.
There's a weird quality to it.
She's just kind of
the way she talks.
Yeah.
I feel like her partner. It's like, I'm intense, but I'm also comic relief.
Yeah.
I make a real emotional impact on you, Waka Waka.
But yeah, for that coming up, like, they've obviously set up Jigsaw. We won't spoil that. I actually thought it was going
to
be...
It's really much to spoil, I don't think.
Well, no, but just how it all plays out.
Yeah,
but
his saw gets jigged.
I'm not the biggest...
He falls into a saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of saw?
A puzzle saw.
Oh.
He was dancing while he fell into it.
Yeah.
So he's got his name right there.
Yeah.
Sonic.
And episode. But, yeah. So I thought it was going to be the PTSD guy.
Hmm.
Because with the whole pipe bombs and stuff.
Right.
I thought, and it's set up that he hates Jigsaw. It's like the Billy Russo character. I was like, oh, that's how it's going to happen. He's going to get a pipe bomb. Yeah. It's going to take him in the face. And then that's where he gets wrecked. And it does not. I was pleasantly surprised that I did not pick the storyline.
You were pleasantly surprised and then really grossed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty gross. Pretty gross in the face department, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, you don't really see...
Jigsaw was gross in the face department? I'm not a huge...
The face department at Macy's.
That's going to suck for that guy if he comes back and he's like, he's like a very handsome man.
That's a lot of makeup.
Here you go. Here's your, like, the role you're going to be most famous for the next few years at least. I don't know what his future holds for him. But, like, here's heavy...
His future is a puzzle. Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Punisher fan in the comics. Like, I've read my shares. Anyone here read, like, a ton of Punisher, know the character that well?
I've read it off and on since the 80s, like, since they actually made the initial series in the Punisher War Journal and stuff. But then I kind of fell off.
Yeah, when's he going to go to Africa and find dinosaurs with Wolverine in this show? That's what my question is.
Ugh, hopefully soon. So his backstory, where you had him basically kind of turned into a hitman, kind of is the way he would phrase it, or somebody put it that way, and like he'd done some really horrible shit.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, I'm sure they have in the comics dug into that kind of gray area a bit, but to that degree?
I don't know. The stuff that I've read, I've never seen quite.
Because they've had a lot of material about him in the war and mm-hmm. stuff like that, but generally I think they try to make him not. Because in that one, it's like, that's, you know, how do you. Like, killing innocent people and stuff like that. Like, okay, that's real, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the narrative of the Vietnam War has sort of changed in the past 40 years, too.
And it makes sense.
And that's the sort of thing, like, they've never changed his origin. He's a character who sort of ages in real time.
Yeah.
He's still a Vietnam vet.
It makes sense, and again, that has to be a part of it. The Vietnam thing comes with, there's some very morally... shady stuff, obviously, and tapping and like sort of having that turning like well-meaning soldiers into that, like
the security stuff, the all idea that. That's well following done. Orders and just doing what you're told. And,
yes, so it's a good concept. Yeah, I'm curious to see how I personally feel with the character as it goes forward, because sort of like, oh, okay, like he's a very black and white character.
Yeah,
yeah, oh yeah.
So injecting a little of that into his backstory kind of it could make him more interesting, or
it makes him more conflicted, and there's at least more possibility.
Yeah,
either way, and the redemption and not redemption, or just follow down a rabbit hole or whatever. But
I honestly, I don't have much more to say.
Yeah,
that's gonna really cheese off some Punisher fam.
Call me the Punisher, ain't that right? The big bad Punisher.
Hey, you are here.
Remove the witness.
I am the Punisher. I'm right here.
That's fine.
Yeah. to fill up time, let's just put in audio from the Punisher's appearance on Spider-Man the Animated Series.
You got it.
Frankencastle.
Yeah.
When are they gonna get to that?
Oh,
never. Probably never.
Stupid.
Halloween episode.
They should just do Halloween specials.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, you could.
Like, you could just do like funny one-offs that have no connection to anything.
You just do like an episode where it's just a special thing, and it's like from the multiverse or something like that, and you just have a completely bizarre thing with the characters. Just have some fun for one episode.
Or like the Thanos Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
I did that little art piece that's like the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and they're dancing around, and just have Thanos. That'd be great. I'd watch that.
You could animate that.
I think we all would watch that.
Super
easy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You definitely watch the hell out of it.
It's like 4 frames of animation per character.
No problem.
Just do it.
Just do it.
So, okay. So the Punisher sustained a 12, 13 episode season as a character.
Yes.
That right there is amazing. I think that's an achievement.
Did better than Iron Fist, that has a much more nuanced and much more colorful past, like more things to draw. You got myths and everything,
more potential to dig into.
But, yeah, but you know, modern day writers, they just want to talk about their goons.
You know, yeah.
And the
is a gun cheaper to produce than a dragon? That's the question.
Don't have to show the dragon.
Well, every gun was CGI.
Now, would you rather fight? Would you rather fight one gun-sized dragon or a million dragon-sized guns?
I kind of want a gun-sized dragon. That'd be cute. Little guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to fight him, though.
It's like Lockheed.
I know. I just want to be my buddy. We can go on adventures.
Come on, Glock. Let's go.
Oh, Glockheed.
Glockheed.
I like it.
Lockheed and Load?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Well, that was a very short episode talking about the Punisher.
Yep, which is fine. We have no idea what the future holds of how we're doing. We often do the, I guess this episode is the first one that's going to be in December.
Is it going to be December? Oh, I guess so,
yeah.
The recording in November has been kind of, you know.
Slapdash,
to say the least. I'm really hoping to get, like, a lot of it's my schedule has just been really inconsistent.
It's everybody's schedule.
Everyone's lining up, yeah. I blame my own, because it's, you know.
That's your way.
Just because I'm on nights a lot, so it's very tricky to get it going, but I'm going to try to address that and hopefully fix it. And I don't know about you guys, I have some little features planned once we get back to standard format.
Oh.
I got a few ideas brewing.
Okay.
I would like to...
I'm excited.
Yes, I'd like to get back to our standard format. I want to make it better than ever. I don't know about you guys. I want to make quality products.
I think let's just keep doing what we're doing.
No, let's mediocre.
Let's hang in there to the best of our ability. Oh no! All right.
Let's end it with who we are.
Yeah.
I'm Kyle. Hi.
She's so happy.
I'm just happy to be here. In your ears.
Yeah.
You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or just by searching my name or putting in the Kyle Lees.
Yeah.
The Kyle
Lees. That's a Kyle with very flat top hair.
Yeah. Show off. I've got flag tattoos on both my arms.
Yeah.
One of them's flipped. Talking about some street fighter.
All right. Okay. Carry on.
The Kyle Lees. On your face.
On your face. On your face, Lees.
Just
all right.
Take it away, toys. That's great.
I Merc, you can find me under a bridge. No. Look into a mirror and say my name 3 times.
Ok. God damn it, that was my bridge.
You can find me at MerkSylum.ca.
I say bridge three times.
MerkSylum.ca. Merk on Facebook, Merkonaut like astronaut on Instagram. And you are?
My name's Bri, Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic Welcome to Hereafter at WelcomeToHereafter.com. Updates Tuesdays, and I'm on most social media like Instagram and what have you under BryKotyk. So you can go check that out if you want to. Twitter gets a little intense.
And this weekend, you can see all three of us at the Christmas Bazaar, Bazaar at the Baggage Arts Building, December 9th and 10th, 10 to 4 both days. I will be there all weekend. Bri will be there on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Kyle will be there on Sunday. And a ton of very cool artists doing very cool things. Weird stuff. Weird, cool stuff. Weird, cool shit from awesome people.
Yeah. It's going to be really good. And there's a reason for you to check out both days, because it will be...
It will be very different. It's there's some people that are carrying over across the whole weekend, and then there's...
Those people are selfish.
Good chunk of people that are just one day, and then the next, they give up the table, and a whole new person...
Those people are heroes.
They're heroes.
Bri, you're a hero.
Kyle, you're a hero, too.
Merk, I like your pants.
They're nice.
You hero.
They're like Superman pants. Mm-hmm. Don't turn up the light too much.
And yeah.
Whoa! I see the whole thing! All of it!
It's too late.
Oh!
Cut. In 3D, no less.
In 3D.
No, it's not cut. Oh, okay.
Oh! Zero issues!
3D just keeps coming.
Yeah.
Get it.
Mm-hmm. This is a joke from the last episode in this one. Hey, we needed the material.